So we're kicking off this week with a song called Kill Us All by a band called Low from Poland. Absolutely amazing stuff there. Really sort of like a real drive to that sludgy sound. Pete, you've picked this one, and I'm really glad you did. It's such a strange release.
It is. You know, I think we've said so often about sludge recently, but, you know, 2022 is like the year of sludge, or another year of sludge, anyway. And I really like the, you know, this is self-recorded. It's, you know, it's raw. It's, you know, it's, you know, you can tell it's demo essentially, but that's how sludge should be. You know, it should have all that filth attached to it. You know, the impressive guitar tone. I think there's a New Orleans influence in there, maybe even Crowbar, I reckon.
Yeah.
You know, add in the nihilistic song titles, you know, which, you know, the origins of sludge demand, you know, the lurching riffs that roll over and over. And then at the end as well, they kind of slow it down into this, like, gargantuan world-ending conclusion. It just combines in something you can wallow in, you know, like happy and sludge-bliff.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the fact that they say they've recorded this themselves is amazing. It sounds fully realised. It's just like perfect. These two tracks are just absolutely brilliant. It's sort of like off a promo. Is a full album coming out as well? Or is this just like a...
I don't know. I hope so. I presume so. Yeah. You'd think so, wouldn't you?
It's fantastic. Yeah. So if you want to hear the other track off this, you can go to lowwasted.bandcamp.com. So as ever, it's the Nine Hertz podcast. It's nine amazing tracks that we found via the underground or submissions. And this week is also the return of Worms, who we've played about a dozen times, I imagine, over the years. We played their split recently with a really quite impressive band called The Grasshopper Lies Heavy. And that was a really interesting release. And I think Worms are almost on a cycle of very sort of regular releases. It seems to be every 6 months or so. I think we first came across them via the Sludge Lord, and, you know, it's just gone from strength to strength, really. So this new record is called Fatalismo, and they've released one track from it so far, which I'm going to play for you. I've got hints of the Melvins for this one, Pete. I don't know about you.
Yeah, exactly that. I don't like a senile animal. Period Melvins, you know, completely there, which is, you know, brilliant. That's the best period Melvins for me. It's brilliant to have them back. I don't mind the fact that we play this band so often, you know, like we'll always try and pick new bands and new bands to kind of showcase, but, you know, I'm not tired of them, because even no matter how prolific they are, because I don't think we'll ever apologize for it, you know. They are, and they've got something special. You know, they kind of rise above the genre tags you can apply to them. You know, whether that's noise rock or post-hardcore. You know, I think that what they put something post-apocalyptic psychedelia on there, which is, you know, perfect. Probably the most appropriate. You know, just something completely made up and therefore unique to them. A new album, this is the only song, but like you say, add that kind of prime era Melvins sound in there. You know, it's got this like creeping aggression to it, like weird and fractured. You know, it's got these odd elements, like there's that massive sample in the middle of the track. And then the way it repeats round and round in the second half, it's like a tightening spool. They're always strange and always intriguing. And you know, this promises to be more of the same.
Yeah, I think so. And the fact this is recorded by Steve Austin from Today's the Day, and it's coming out on Supernova, which is his label, kind of speaks volumes as well. So they've kind of hit a stride here. And I think that's a perfect pairing, really, because he's very good at kind of bringing out like stark, weird textures in music. And I think Worms have got like this, they've got like a very sort of hardcore and sort of maybe like a grunge influence under there somewhere, and like noise rock. But to draw it out is sometimes quite difficult. I think the last release, Tower Peeler, was very metal, like very sort of hardcore, very sort of rough. This feels a bit more strange and a bit more kind of, let's see how weird we can get. Which is great. And I think it's always a surprise to see what they come out with, because I don't think two releases from this band sound the same. And I think that's why I'm drawn to them. So yeah, can't wait to hear the rest of Fatalismo. We're going to play they've put that out of the closing track, interestingly. So this is Red Meat for the Faithful, and you can get this at worms.bandcamp.com. We'll be right back. So that was the excellent Worms there with a new track from the album Fatalismo. Next up, we've got a band from France who I've never heard of before, but this is an amazing record. A self-titled record by a band called Frank Reich. And yeah, this is brilliant, Pete. I don't know where you found this, but it's just full of really strange samples and really twisted production and like, no two songs of this sound the same and no two moments sound the same, I don't think. I was really impressed by the kind of like insular nature of it. I just thought it was really interesting. And we say interesting a lot, but it just really is.
It is. It confounds expectations, this album, I thought. I came across it, I just saw the artwork and it drew me in. It, you know, it's the snake, you know, wrapped around a pig and, yeah, and, you know, it looks amazing. I've since found out, like, the band released it in November last year, and it's been re-released recently by a label called Disastre from Marseille. I'm really glad I've had the chance to come across it. It's, you know, you nailed it, really. There's one moment you think, right, I've got this. I understand what genre this is,
chance.
Yeah, and then this track, which sounds completely different from the others, I think. This, you know, it brings in, you know, you can tell from the title, it brings in almost occult doom, you know, territory. But then it's not that at all, really, even though it has elements of it. Occult doom as if played by a punk band, maybe, you know, like who've got broad horizons and influence. You know, the guitars point you one way, then the vocals come in and take you completely down another way. You know, this is probably the doomiest track on there, which is, you know, why I've probably drawn to it and why I've picked it. But still, you know, each track has these conflicting elements, but it pulls together and makes it sound odd and like you say, interesting. All together, you know, it's a neat and potent concoction of doom, of punk, of noise rock, and, you know, who knows where the, you know, what the next song brings. And that's kind of the thrill of listening to it.
Yeah, I was kind of confused as to what they were going for, but I think that's why I liked it so much as well.
Yeah.
I think this is a really fascinating record. And again, it's one of those, like, I wish we could just play the whole thing and sort of show people how different this is. So I think this is going to give people an idea, but it doesn't sort of paint the whole picture. So we're going to play a song called Beyond the Tomb. Okay, so you can get this via frankreichmusic.com or disaster.bandcamp.com. We'll be right back. So that was excellent. Frank Reich from France there. Next up, we've got another release from iCorrupt Records from Germany. We've played a few releases from this label quite recently. But this one really sort of, I don't know, it confused me to begin with. I was like, this is crazy. What is it? A band called Portal to the Goddamn Blood Dimension, which is amazing itself. And they've got an album coming out called Rotten Fruit Regular Orchard. Just two tracks. And the best way I can describe this is like if Godspeed You Black Emperor went kind of sludge or screamo, or took a sort of left turn out of the sort of violin heavy sort of you know, insular kind of scene that they're part of, and sort of injected a bit of attitude in. Maybe bits of Silver Mount Zion as well, like that kind of that vocal delivery is very sort of heartfelt and you know, heart on your sleeve sort of delivery. But I think me and you have discussed this, Pete, off air, and it's when you first hear it, you think, oh god, this is so pretentious and it's so earnest. It's almost too earnest and too out there. And then you listen to it again, you're actually like, no, this sounds quite downtrodden and actually works really well. I don't know what you made of it, because I really had to sort of put a pin in and really sort of study this one.
Yeah, I wasn't, you know, before I'd heard it, I thought that, you know, they're completely excited by it. You know, the band name, the artwork's stunning.
Mm.
It just feels like something like darkly exotic, you know, like to tease the curious inside. And then you see that these really long songs. The whole thing is like this bold presentation. He just wanted it, and you know, I wanted it to be special, and I wanted it to be unique and exciting, and it is, you know, it completely is unique. It is pretentious, you know. I think it'd be, you know, be wrong to say otherwise.
Yeah.
But it's not really self indulgent, and actually, I completely surprised myself by liking it. You know, I probably wouldn't give this time of day normally. I'd probably give up on it too soon. Because it's not the type of thing I normally listen to. You know, I don't listen to like Enablers, for example. You know, that kind of spoken word element. You've got elements of here. It's not self-indulgent to the expense of the listener, which is an achievement, and it transfixes you. It really does. And then the music itself, you know, it's delicate, but it gradually, you know, increases in prominence, and you know, the overall sense of experience you feel, you know, that's undeniable. Will I listen to it again? I you know, maybe not, but I'm glad there's bands out there doing new and weird things like this.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, this is so strange, and I think I had to really kind of work out what they were doing, you know, which is kind of sometimes a bit of a challenge for me, but I'm really glad that I kept with it. And yeah, I think people need to listen to the whole thing. We're just going to play an excerpt from the second song off this called Ashes, because, yeah, they're about 14, 15 minutes long each. So, yeah, you can get this on vinyl, and it looks like you can buy the digital version there as well. So if you want to hear the rest of this, which I thoroughly recommend, you can go to icorruptrecords.bandcamp.com. This is Portal to the Goddamn Blood Dimension, Ashes. Thank you. So that was a band called Portal to the Goddamn Blood Dimension. Absolutely amazing stuff there. Go and check out the full version. Next up, we've got a band called Kaleidobolt, who we've played before. I think we played a song off their last record from 2019 called Bitter. That seemed like yesterday, to be honest. But yeah, they've got a new album out called This One Simple Trick. And yeah, the sort of song that we've picked, I just thought it was absolutely amazing. It just sort of goes from like this very like hazy, tripped out kind of a bit of like relaxing psychedelia to just this wig out of like gargantuan proportions. And I thought, what an amazing comeback, like 2 or 3 years later. Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to hear the rest of this album, Pete.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, I'm the same. I couldn't believe it's been 3 years since that last album. It's, partly maybe it's because of, you know, obviously it's because of lockdown, but also because I've still listened to it. It's such a brilliant record, Bitter. And I was really glad, you know, I've heard the whole album actually. It's smart, and the, you know, the brilliant Finnish label have sent it for, you know, in advance of release. So, I was really excited to hear it. And it just picks up where they left off. It's, like I say, this song's incredible. You know, there's also a video for it, and you know, people should watch that. That kind of, it almost goes on way longer than you think it would. You know, so, you know, the introduction, it's this, you know, this acoustic, almost whimsical, you're not sure where it's going entry, and it goes on for about 2 minutes really, and then just, you know, full on, almost like Turbo Negro, like full on, you know,
just punk bursts, stoner, doesn't it?
Riot, yeah, and it's so much fun. It's like, it's raucous, it's, you know, it's manic, and it's punk, and it's brilliant, and that, you know, I think we've talked about contrasts already, you know, for bands on this podcast already, and this is another. They're a really exciting band, Kaleidobolt. You know, we said it last time, we'll say it again now, that, you know, they're a band more people should be into, because they are fun. You know, this is, you know, it's fun and brilliant.
Yeah, I'd love to see them live as well. Yeah. I can imagine they're absolutely electrifying, so... Yeah, absolutely brilliant. So if you want to hear the rest of the record, you can go to kaleidobolt.bandcamp.com. The album's called This One Simple Trick, and we're going to play a song called I Should Be Running.
Did you hear that? It's so-
So that was the psychedelic wonderfulness of Collider Bolt. Next up, we've got something a little bit more heavy. I think this is possibly the heaviest thing we're playing this week. Dead Chasm from Italy. This blew my mind. Like, the drumming on this and the production just kind of absolutely shook my teeth, which I think is, yeah, one of the most heavy things I've heard this year and one of the most impressive. It just comes right out the gate and it's just incredibly... It's just brilliant. I don't know how to describe it other than I'd really, really enjoyed it. What did you make of this piece? I think we're both kind of keen on this one.
Yeah, you know, I got it straight away. You know, you sent it to me. I'd heard one of the, I think the first track, I'd kind of given it a brief listen and then passed by it. And it was only when you kind of, you know, like chose it, I actually gave it a proper listen. And I was like, Jesus, I can't believe I nearly missed this because, you know, right off from the, and this is the second track, I think I must have listened to the first, you know, immediately, you know, it hooked me in. It's like this, what I associate is like the pure, unfiltered, singular tone of Death Doom, you know, like on the entry. It reminds me of Fossilization, you know, absolutely love, we've already played this year. It got me thinking of Dead Congregation as well, although partly that might be through the name and the kind of the font of the band name as well.
Association, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's Death Doom, and it's really good Death Doom. You know, I kind of the whole thing, it like ends on a fade-out as well, which you don't hear much anymore. I don't know why, that just kind of made me smile as well. It's exactly my taste in death metal, which is, you know, it's gloomy, dark, and doomy, and yeah, it does it perfectly.
But I guess when they go fast as well, they really sort of pull out all the stops. So, yeah, I thought this is absolutely brilliant. So, yeah, we're going to play the song Spawned in Desolation, which, I mean, any of these tracks could have been picked off a self-titled EP that they've brought out. Looks like they've got a CD version, and you can get this at deadchasm.bandcamp.com. So that was the amazing Dead Chasm there. We're going to New Jersey for the next one. Troll Teeth, Pete, you've picked this one. This was this reminded me of Dexter Jones and stuff like that. Very sort of almost like Swedish, like European style stoner rock and psych. I absolutely loved it. Where did you come across this one? I've not heard of this band at all.
Yeah, well, I've heard of them before. So, you know, it's following since they had an album out in the last few years called Goes Nowhere, Does Nothing, and I liked it, and I nearly, you know, I was kind of contemplating for this podcast, but it was almost, you know, something really good, but kind of just fell short, and I couldn't put my finger on why, and I've gone back to it as well. You know, it's a good album, so it's glad that they return, and you know, they've kind of all, you know, my hopes for them have been realized on this album, I think. You know, it's like you say, it's stoner. This track is you know, properly stoner rock. There's bits of stoner and doom throughout the album. You know, it kind of, you know, traverses that kind of, you know, that well-trodden pathway. But yeah, I really like this song. It's like that kind of understated stoner rock that can be done in like really, really well. You know, like a low-hanging cloud haze over the whole thing. The vocals are key. You know, we always say this, but, you know, I always say it about stoner rock. So many stoner rock bands are completely spoiled by bad vocals.
Oh yeah,
they're really good here. You know, it's not overblown. It's just perfectly pitched, and you know, it sounds amazing. It's downcast. You know, it feels like it's got a melancholic atmosphere to it. I think, you know, the one I compare it, if anything, to like the Great Elephant Tree. You know, and that's a you know, really favourable comparison. I think I'm really glad, you know, that Troll Teeth have kind of nailed it here. It's a really good album.
Yeah, I think that's bang on. That's a really good comparison. Like, yeah, it's got that, like you say, it's got that haze, that kind of descending haze that can kind of just put you in a really peaceful sort of headspace. So yeah, I was fully behind this, and like following Dead Chasm, I think we need something to maybe bring this down a little bit. So I'll see what people think to this. So the song's called Elephant in the Room, and they've got an album coming out called Hanged, Drawn and Quartered, and you can get this at trollteeth.bandcamp.com.
Breaking.
So as we've soothed you with the excellent Troll Teeth, we're going to bring you back into the sort of realms of incredible heaviness next. So a band called Golgothan Remains have an album called Adorned in Ruin on Sentient Ruin Labs. And yeah, we haven't actually played anything from Sentient Ruin for a long time. There was a few releases out this week that I thought were absolutely brilliant. There's a demo by a band called Prousted, which is almost, it sounds like it's been recorded in the next building while they play as loud as they can in the other one. And I thought I won't sort of subject people to that one, but this one, just blew my mind. This track that they've sort of led with, it sort of, you know, when a song just takes your face off a little bit. That's what I felt about this one, and I can't wait to hear the rest of it.
Yeah. You know, I hadn't got around to this yet, but I know I would have done. You know, but I mean, I listen to everything that's on Sentient Moon. It's such a like masterful label for the extreme, you know, like, and the innovators in that world. But then you kind of read the description, it says something about a mixture of the progressive death metal of Ulcerate and the kind of feral abandon of like older bands like Immolation. Which is more than appetizing and something, you know, that like completely going to grab me in. What I really liked about it, it's special for the fact that it does kind of mix those two elements. I thought it's like, it's technical, but not overly, it doesn't completely lose itself, you know, by it being overly technical, by being, you know, self-indulgent or too weird. But then it's not just bog standard old school death metal either. You know, it is frenetic. It is feral, like they say. It's weirdly open as well. I find it, you know, like a lot of death metal is naturally very claustrophobic and you know, dark and dingy. This felt like it was just like such expansiveness to it, which completely took me by surprise, whilst retaining that extremity, right, retaining the heaviness. It completely surprised me. You know, I found it, you know, found it different from the norm. I can't wait to hear the whole album. You know, it's out in April. So not long to wait now. So yeah, this promises to be something special.
Yeah, I didn't realize they were Australian either, so you know, that kind of makes a lot of sense when you sort of talk about the bands that they've like mentioned in here. But yeah, what an inventive sound, and kind of, it just sounded fresh to me after like hearing a lot of bands that sound the same recently. So yeah, really, really enjoyed this. So we're going to play a song called Veneration of Carnal Blasphemy, which in itself is amazing. And it's off an album called Adorned in Ruin, like I said before, Golgothan Remains. And you can get this via sentientruin.bandcamp.com.
Oh,
So that was the latest release from Sentient Ruin, a band called Golgothan Remains. Absolutely amazing stuff there. We're ending with almost like a hark back to you know, when Nine Hertz started. I remember being sent one of the records by a band called Deadbird, like quite early on when we used to get a lot of physical releases, and it was sort of nestled among a lot of you know, padded envelopes in your flat, maybe in 2005 or six. And they went for a long, long time. Apparently, they're still going. But the members of Deadbird from Arkansas have formed a band called Holy Angel, and have come out with a record called Sociopathic War Ballads. This is really interesting and really quite engaging. Like, there's a lot of it's got like, it borrows like the samples sort of idea from, you know, the likes of grindcore and really strange sludge, but it's steeped in this very like molten kind of pot of sludgy like mess, really, isn't it? I love it. It goes here and there and everywhere. It seems very political, and yeah, I just thought it was really exciting. So thanks for bringing this to my attention, because I wouldn't have come across this, I don't think, without you sort of pointing it out.
I know. I was really good. I don't know whether it's just kind of I hadn't been paying attention, but to me at least, it feels like there's been stirrings in the Deadbird camp recently, you know, activity online. And I kind of was, you know, was getting hopes up that maybe there's new material coming. There's no suggestion they've kind of split up, although I'm not sure they've had a record out for such, you know, for a long time. And then, you know, it's important because they were a very important band. You know, they're kind of back in the day, you know, they were the forefront of kind of that American progression of, you know, sludge and doom, you know, like to make it, you know, bands like Kylesa and Torch, for example, and early Baroness and early Mastodon, you know, kind of pushing that sound, actually not just making it that raw primal sound. You know, and then you can add in, you know, that to me, they were up there with bands like Thou, who continued that, and Arwake, who, you know, I've always say, you know, a really special band. So this, you know, this has been released on the Deadbird Bandcamp, which is how I came across it. They say it's, you know, like you say, it's members of the band. They say they're playing something more aggressive, influenced by the band Terrorizer. And, you know, it just feels great to hear those musicians playing music again. It, you know, like the whole thing is, you know, it's you know, that was a thrill for me. You know, get, like the head and the heart, you know, that album, probably the one kind of, you know, you're referencing before, such a good album, you know, such an important album and special for me. You know, like
definitely.
The vocals on this, you know, like there's kind of just slurring growls, you know, like almost indetectable lyrics, but it's got that familiar telltale warm fuzzy growly aura to it, you know, which just makes me very happy. And the whole thing is just a glorious sound.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you've got a band steeped in such history within the scene as Deadbird, I mean, I really liked that first record, but I really, really liked Twilight Ritual, which was the follow-up, I think. I think we might have reviewed it on Nine Hertz back in the day, like, I think it was 2008. So, yeah, like, I'm really excited to hear this. And what are, I, like, without even knowing that the members were in such an important band, it's just great to hear these guys just having fun. It sounds like they've just really gone to town with, you know, what they wanted to do on this. They've not got any preconceptions of, you know, what people might think. It's a real sort of swirling dervish of a record. So I really, really enjoyed this. So if you want to hear the rest of it, which I highly recommend you do, there's about 10 tracks on here. You can go to deadbirddoom.bandcamp.com and look for the album by Holy Angel called Sociopathic War Ballads. And we're going to play the song Holy Angel. We'll see you next week.